Thank you, Dale. Our second reading is from Ephesians, chapter 5, 8 to 14. Oops. Okay. The readings were beautiful in the lectionary this week. Chapter 5, 8 to 14. Okay. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. And everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come and be with your gathered community today. Help us to hear your word in our normal way. And in the weeks to come, help us to hear your word in new ways. Thank you that you are with us in all things. Amen. Whoops. So today, because it's our AGM and it's communion, we're going to have a short sermon. The plan is to try and be as good with our time as possible. But it was so difficult to decide which of the three readings to leave out, well, because they were all so good. And so basically I've made a point from each of those three that we spoke of today. Firstly, it's a time where you really need to stand on your foundations. The practices and spiritual things that have given you meaning in the past, it's a time to really draw on them. And one psalm that has always given me meaning, and I'm sure many meanings, many people meaning over the many years, is Psalm 23. It has to be one of the most comforting psalms ever. Saying those words aloud or softly to myself have given me lots of comfort, especially as I fall asleep at night. That tends to be when I say the psalm. So I encourage you to remember these words during these times when we all feel anxiety and uncertainty, when we may be dismayed and angry at the changes all around us, as well as concerned for our loved ones. The image of God as our shepherd, leading us to quiet waters, restoring us, protecting us, anointing and blessing us, are all images we can get comfort from these days. Not only that, as we say the psalm, we can be assured that we say it with people over the ages who have all faced difficult times and difficult catastrophes, diseases that have gone through and wars. So as we say it, remind ourselves that we say it with the communion of saints who have gone before. God was with them, God is with us, and God will be in the future forevermore. Regardless of the panic and the hype and the fear and the realities of this disease at this time, it is God in which we place our trust during times like these. It's on God that we stand, shining in hope and peace, and as a beacon, as a community of faith. And that's really what the Ephesians reading is all about. Paul asks the church in Ephesus, and he could be asking each one of us here in Humpty Doo, to witness to the world. He says the world is dark, and those in the church are the light which enlightens the darkness. By having good, right, and true actions, people will perceive Christ in the world. Like Jesus, who called himself the light of the world, the church can be the light in the world, especially in dark times. So we are in new times for the church. We are faced with the decision of how to be the light in this time, especially when our dominant way of operating, which is gathering on a Sunday for worship, has changed. We've made the decision not to gather in a big group, but to find other ways to worship and connect with and care for one another. And we have to take this seriously. By choosing not to gather, we're also choosing to care for the most vulnerable in our congregations who may be at risk. Any of us could carry the virus and show no symptoms. Nevertheless, we should still all pool our ideas about how we can be a light to one another in different ways, and most importantly, how we can be a light to the broader community. How can we be Christ in the rural area at this time, individually and corporately? And then finally, the John reading. It tells us of the miracle where Jesus heals a blind man who was born blind. He is given sight out of the darkness. And when the Pharisees and teachers question him to find out how this man Jesus did it, he says, "I don't know. All I know is that I was blind, but now I can see." That's the important thing. It's important that we see clearly during this time. We've handed out some of the facts because it's so easy for us to lose perspective. I mean, I felt at various times this week I've lost perspective and needed to go back and be still and light my candles. But we need to see the truth. I was blind, but now I see. Let's look for the good truth in what's happening amidst all the bad news. Let us look for where God is working. Let us focus on the miracles and the good news, even when we feel overwhelmed by the bad. Let us try and sift the fact from all the hype that there is around. Let us hold on to the foundations of our faith. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. God is the creator of the universe and all that is in it. God is a good God. God loves us, and all things work for God, for good for those who believe. So let's take comfort in the psalm, as well as any other spiritual practices or special verses or quiet times that you know have worked for you in the past. This is the time to stand on those. From the Ephesians reading, let's think of ways we can be the church in this time. Let us think of ways we can be light in the darkness, not only just for one another, but also for the broader community. And as the John reading reminds us, let us keep our eyes focused on seeing and seeing the truth in this situation. So may God bless you and yours, give you strength and peace, until we meet again on a Sunday, just like this. Amen. We'll have a little bit of time with some quiet, and then I'll explain how we're going to do communion today.